You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And boy, I told you we had a good show for you today. And one of the things or places that we want to see on our, quote, bucket list is the Galapagos Islands. And since we have not been there, we decided we would talk to someone who has. Please introduce our next guest.
Well, we've got none other than the Canadian adventure couple, Dave and Deb, who have been traveling the world for 11 years. And their motto is, adventure is for everyone. And when you look at some of their pictures,
I'm not sure who takes those photos, but they are gorgeous.
I think Dave's the photographer there. So let's welcome Dave and Deb. Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Thank you so much. And you're right, it's all Dave. Dave does the photograph, so I'll let him take the reins and talk for a second.
I'm the photographer, definitely. And the Galapagos is such an amazing place to get out that camera. There's so much great wildlife there, and the scenery is just absolutely incredible.
What kind of camera do you use, Dave?
I use a Canon 5D Mark II.
Okay.
So I have that and a couple of lenses that I bring everywhere with me. I try not to make the kit too heavy, but... You know, it is pretty heavy, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty much top of the line. Well, that's like us when we go out to do a radio show and taking along our high-definition video cameras for our YouTube site. We've had 250,000 people look at our different videos so far.
Fantastic.
Would you agree with me you can still get good pictures with a medium-priced or even a low-priced camera as long as you compose them properly and have some lighting with you there, or use the lighting that's available?
For sure. You know, photography is not really about the equipment you use. It's all about the photographer and your eye and the way you see things.
Bingo.
So that's what makes a great photograph.
Yep, I agree. Well, yours are spectacular, I must say.
They really are.
I have to say, we got some great underwater footage with just a really cheap camera, a very reasonable camera. Our Olympus Tough underwater camera took incredible photos, and that's around $200.
So. Yeah, I was just looking at one of those.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the underwater. You went swimming with sharks?
Yes, we did.
Why?
It's okay. In the Galapagos, they're friendly sharks because they're very well fed.
Uh-huh.
It has a really rich ecosystem there.
That was from the diver that was there before you, right?
Exactly. So they're not very hungry by the time we get there.
Yeah, all right.
They're just looking at these crazy people.
At least that's what you hope.
Yeah, really.
I'll be glad to look at your pictures, okay?
We have some incredible footage because we had those underwater cameras.
Yes.
Where we had the sharks just circling around us. They were very curious. That's the one thing about the wildlife in the Galapagos is they're not afraid of humans. They don't see us as a threat. So they always just come up to check you out and see what you're doing there. So.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Galapagos is pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. How do you get there?
Well, we did. We flew into Quito first in Ecuador and spent a couple days there. And then you just hop a quick plane. I believe the flight was about 2 hours. And you head out and we landed on the island of San Cristobal, which was the first island that we started at. So it's not too far off the coast of Quito of Ecuador.
So there is civilization there. I always pictured this, this lone outlet with a bunch of rocks and sand.
That's exactly what we thought. And one of the great things we did, the Intrepid Travel Active Tour, and we stayed on land. There's actually almost 30,000 people that live on the island in the Galapagos, which we never thought either. Yeah, they have a thriving community, especially on Santa Cruz Island. It's like a little Caribbean beach island. You've got a lot of shops and restaurants, and there's nightlife. So we were really surprised about that ourselves, that there's a whole community out there.
You mentioned the Intrepid Travel Active Tour is what you went on. So do they offer other tours that if you don't want to swim with sharks and do some of those more adventuresome things that people can go and just see all the animals?
Do they have a bar?
There's bars everywhere. That's
all
the
right.
One thing that you're bound to have. But yeah, they offer a lot of different tours. We, because we like adventure, we chose the active tour, and we wanted to do things like the mountain biking, the hiking up the volcano, the Sierra Negra volcano, lots of snorkeling. That's the highlight. And even if you don't snorkel, I highly recommend it because we played with sea lions. We saw sea turtles. They're really abundant there, so you're seeing more wildlife than you do anywhere in the world.
That
sounds
great.
But they do offer other tours, for sure. It doesn't have to be just an active tour. There's, you can combine it by going to Peru as well. So you can go to Galapagos first and then head to Peru. A bunch of people who are on our tour were doing that. And you can also do it by boat. So there's lots of options there. You don't have to actually be riding a bike and hiking volcanoes. You can be taking it easy on a boat and enjoying the wildlife under the water as well.
Well, let's get back to under the water. You said you played with sea lions?
Yeah, that really was, for me, the highlight of the underwater activities. I mean, we saw other great things, like Deb said, the sharks and marine iguanas, but while playing with sea lions in the water, it was just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're not going to get this chance to play with these wild animals, and they really play with you. They come right up to you, you know, almost right in your face. It's like they're little kids. You know, they've never seen you before, and they want to get all around you. They're swimming around you, coming right up to you. It really was an incredible, incredible experience.
I bet. You're really able to get that close. I would think, my impression was that you got to stand 100 yards away and hopefully be downwind of them so your scent didn't disturb them and all that protectionist thing. You're really able to interact with the animals, is that right?
Yeah, you know, most of it's kind of like the same kind of rule as when we were in Antarctica. You know, when you have to stay a certain distance away from the animals, but if they come up to you, if they choose to come up to you, they can get as close as they want. You don't have to back off or anything because it's them making the decision to come close to you. And that's what these sea lions were doing.
Cool.
They're bringing their friends, it looked like, swimming all around us. There are about 10 of us in the water, and they were just having an absolute blast. It was like kids on a playground.
And I imagine that they don't want you feeding them at all. Is that right?
Definitely you don't feed any of the marine life. First of all, it's the ecosystem is in great balance there, so they don't need any food. But, yeah, they don't want you interacting at all. When you're snorkeling, you don't put up your hand and try to touch them. You just watch, and they play around you. You know, if you dive below the water, they love diving with you, but you don't reach out and try and touch them at all.
I can see them now. They're swimming up to me going, "Look, Ethel, it's the big white whale."
Well, it does sound like a great experience. And above the water now, you went sea kayaking?
Oh, that was another great adventure that we did on San Isabel Island. And this was another time where we interact with the sea lions in another way. They were swimming with our boats, jumping in front of us, trying to get at our paddles. It was pretty amazing when they saw us. They just wanted to play with us once again. They're going, "What are these people doing in here?" And that was a new attraction that was added to the Active Galapagos tour.
Wow.
We weren't originally going to kayak, but they've added it because they just want everyone to have that experience above and below the water.
Well, I know we've got you scheduled for another segment, but before we take a break here, would you give our listeners your website where they can see the photos and videos and things like that?
Yeah, you can see all our photos and videos on theplanetd.com, and that's also The Planet D on Facebook. You can follow us there and on Twitter.
All right, great. We'll get back to Dave and Deb in just a second, and I want to talk to him when we come back about all those strange animals. I heard she said something about a water iguana. Okay, whatever. We'll find out that and more. You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin
and Sue McCarthy.
Our website is kevinandsuetravel.com. From there, you can get to our YouTube site like 250,000 other people, and we'll be right back in a moment with more of The Travel Planner's radio show.